Good afternoon. We're here today to address a serious threat to public safety in the city of Los Angeles. While crime continues to drop in Los Angeles, and while we remain the second safest big city in the United States of America, gang crime is on the rise. Last year, gang crime was up 14% citywide and as much as 160% in certain parts of the city. And what's most disturbing about the rise in gang crime is that some of that crime is interracial and hate crime that comes with it. Just last month, a 14-year-old, Cheryl Green, was murdered because of the color of her skin. Our heart goes out to the family of Cheryl Green. The gang members who murdered Ms. Green must be brought to justice. If there's one thing I can tell you as mayor of the city of Los Angeles, is that the cultural and ethnic diversity of this city is our strength. It's what unites us. Violent crime, particularly when motivated by the color of the victim's skin, will not be tolerated in the city of Los Angeles, not in any form, not by any race, not in any neighborhood. No one should have to fear for their life because of the color of their skin, not in our city, not in our country, and certainly not in this neighborhood. So we have a message for the gang leaders. We're coming with everything we have. We're coming with services and suppression, and we're putting you out of business. This will be a massive effort involving every law enforcement agency in the city of Los Angeles. The LAPD, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, the Sheriff's Department, the LAUSD School Police, the District Attorney, the City Attorney, and the U.S. Attorney will work together in concert to dismantle the violent gangs threatening this neighborhood. The LAPD will lead the campaign on the ground and in the streets. The FBI will bring the world's leading crime-fighting expertise and technology to the fight. The ATF will go after guns, the DEA after drugs, and we're going to get the city and the county fully into the act. Any successful effort to combat gang violence must include prevention and intervention measures. We must work harder and better to keep our kids in school and out of gangs, and we will. We're going to work to rescue those on the verge of falling into criminal gang life by providing more opportunities and better jobs with coordinated and comprehensive prevention and intervention programs. You heard it first here today. We're here to stay, and we're putting the 204th Street Gang out of business.